Greetings to you all here this morning. This is the devotional for the 17th here. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Brother Wilmer again this morning. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to speak to you about the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, here in John, from the end of chapter 13, the whole way to, to the end of John chapter 17, is where he spent time with his disciples after Judas went out to speak with the Pharisees and scribes and the Roman soldiers. And there's things here that Jesus spoke to his disciples that is very, very precious to me. Seemingly, there are some things here that Jesus really wanted to get across to his disciples. And this thing that I'd like to speak about here is something that he spoke to them again and again and again. It was something that he wanted them to get. He wanted them to know. He was preparing them for something. You know, as a husband, as a bridegroom, leaving for another country, for Jesus to leave from this earth to go to heaven, where he was seated on the right hand of his Father, is like, for us, if we've ever been overseas, it's like for us from going from one country to another country. For him, he was there before, and he came to earth in humility, in the flesh, to show us the Father. Now he was returning back to his Father, and he was speaking to his bride, and he was giving them instructions, and he was telling them what to do, and he was interested in giving them information and detail how to come and join him again. And here in John 14, 16, he says, in 14, 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And he went on to say, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And he went on to say, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I just really find this so fascinating. This Spirit, he goes on to explain what this Comforter and what this Spirit is in John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He went on to say, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He went on to say here, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just want to go on here, see some more verses here later on. In chapter 15, 26, he came again. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Just wanting to go on here. In John 16, he speaks about it again. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go unto my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. I just find this so exciting. This is so wonderful. This is glorious. This is something to really, really get excited about. In Galatians 5, it speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. Against such there is no law means there is no limit to it. It's a vast and an enormous amount that can never, ever, ever be depleted. And this is the fruit that can be seen from the Spirit within. When we are born of the Spirit of the Lord becomes one Spirit with our spirit. As it says in the Scriptures, that as one joins himself unto a harlot, becomes one flesh, so the Spirit of God becomes one flesh, or becomes one spirit with our spirit when we are born of the Spirit. You know, when we are born of the Spirit, His Spirit, God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, comes within us. And when the Spirit of truth, when the Holy Ghost, when the Comforter, whichever word you want to use there, comes and dwells within us, then the author and the source of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, dwells within us, and there's no limit to it. There's no limit to the vast supply of those ingredients. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Just want to repeat a couple of these verses, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And it goes on to say, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, this is the peace that he's been talking about, the peace that we can have, the assurance that we can have that we are born of the Spirit and that the Holy Ghost is within us and that the author and the source of these fruits dwells within us. And by faith, we have all of these fruits within us to be at our exposure, which I'm not sure that that's the right word, but in other words, we can never be too wasteful with these things. There's nothing like being too wasteful with these things because there is a vast and an enormous amount of it available that will never be depleted for ours to have by faith. Praise the Lord and glory be to his name. May you have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord, rejoicing in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost.